May we bow. Good evening, sisters. May we bow. Dear Almighty Heavenly Father, the one who does all things well, we approach your throne of grace and mercy to say thank you for another blessed day. Dear Father, you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the forgiveness of sin. I ask at this time that you forgive me of every sin and transgression against you and my fellow man, knowingly and unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, so that this prayer, dear Heavenly Father, will come up to you for a blessing. Thank you, dear Father, for all of my sisters who are on the line tonight, who have taken time out of their busy schedules to call in for our Friday night Bible series. Dear Father, we are anxiously awaiting a spiritual meal tonight. Help us to have ready minds and receptive hearts to receive your engrafted word. We're asking prayers for our speaker of the hour, Sister Natissa Thompson. Help her, dear Father, to be ready to recall all the things she has studied. Bless her deliverance to impart a portion of your word so that we who are listening will be spiritually fed. Help us to do our own self-evaluation to examine our hearts that we will be able to answer the question, are we planting the seed, which is the word of God, into the hearts of men? Are we ready for the harvest time? We've read in your word, dear Father, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Please help us to go as you have commanded us, to seek the lost and to bring unto you a harvest. Dear Heavenly Father, we come asking special prayers and blessings for those who are sick and on their beds of affliction. Please touch their bodies and restore them to a reasonable portion of their health and strength. Bless those among us who are bereaved at this time, grieving the loss of dear loved ones. We are asking to strengthen, comfort, and to grant unto them your peace. Bless the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. Bless our administrative team as we work untiringly to take care of the business of serving and ministering to others. As we begin our program tonight, bless all of our program participants who will help to carry out the program. May this program be to your glory and to your honor, for it is in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we do humbly pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for approaching the throne of grace on our behalf. And now we will have benevolent team salute, and that will be done by Sister LaDonna Miller.
Good evening, ladies. The Lady Prayer Warriors Beloved team is committed to serving others under God's provision with compassion and faithful dedication, distributing God's love locally, nationally, and internationally. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him. You have helped his people and continue to help them. The turkey drive was created to help needy families for the month of November, to help families gather and enjoy a meal together. The Lady Prayer Warriors accept donations to help feed families. The price has been set at $25 per turkey, but any amount will be accepted. The goal that has been set up to help feed families for the year of 2022 is 100 turkeys. It is truly a blessing to have an opportunity to help others, and all who would love to give can give their donation to Cash App, $Lady Prayer Warrior. If you would like another means to give, please contact our administrator, Sister Katrina Stafford. Thank you for the opportunity to present the benevolence tribute.
All right. Thank you, Sister LaDonna, for the benevolence team salute. And now we will have our scriptures by Sister Adrienne Jamerson.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from John, the 4th chapter. I'll be reading verses 29 through 35 and from the King James Version. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples to one another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white, ready to harvest. Again, I've read John 4th chapter, verses 29 through 35. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of this holy and divine word. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Adrian Jameson, for reading God's holy word. And now we will have song praise by Sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sisters. Okay, I was asked to sing this song, More About Jesus. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to all the shore, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus, more of his faithfulness be, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness be, more of his love who died for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that beautiful song, More About Jesus. Amen. And now we will have our introduction of speakers by our dear Sister Bridges White.
Good evening, my sisters. Good evening, our first-time callers. I have the privilege of introducing, I call her my little sister, and this is quite an honor for me. Our speaker tonight is our very own Sister Natessa Thompson. She worships at the Virginia Avenue Church of Christ in Columbia, Mississippi, where she serves as the junior and toddler class Sunday school teacher. She was added to the body of Christ in December of 1998. She enjoys teaching youth to help motivate them in the Lord and to see their faces light up about God. She enjoys studying the Word of God with other brothers and sisters and hopes to grow and teach others the way. She became a Lady Prayer Warrior in 2010 and has participated in the 100 Days of Prayer ever since. She served as one of the LPW administrators and the health team leader. She was blessed to go to Northern Haiti along with Sister Sharaka Melton and Sister Katrina Stafford on her first mission trip and was humbled to serve brothers and sisters in a powerful way. She wants to allow God to continue to use her in whatever way he will and pray that her service will not be in vain. She's a 1994 graduate of Jackson State University with a B.S. in Business Administration. She is married to our brother, Tony Thompson, and they have two adult children, Michael and India, and three grandchildren, two beautiful granddaughters, Mylia and Iceland, and one handsome grandson, Jackson. She enjoys prayer time with other sisters in Christ, Bible lesson with sisters, and traveling. One of her favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And I have seen my little sister really lean on this scripture. I love the way that she truly exemplifies the Lord in her walk. So now I introduce you all to my little sister, Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening. Good evening, my sisters. Good evening to everyone. Welcome, welcome to all of our honored guests. I pray that you will please join us again every Friday night. This month we are truly going to bless your life with the tidal harvest time. I want to thank God for blessing me and allowing me to be used tonight. I want to also thank all of my Lady Prayer Warrior administration, our assistants for the opportunity. I want to thank my gracious host, Sister Lisa McIntyre, for hosting on tonight. I want to also thank my dear, beautiful sister who opened us up in prayer, Sister Dorothy Jenkins. My sister Adrian for standing in the stead for our dear sister Mitzi, and we're praying for Sister Mitzi's health. I want to thank Sister LaDonna for the beautiful benevolence of salute tonight, and thanking Sister Cynthia for singing that song that I was studying while I was studying. I didn't know the thing, but she did. Thank God. Look at God. He worked it out, and it was truly a blessing. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. And to dear Sister Bridges, my fellow admin, thank you as well for introducing me. And I want to thank in advance Sister Linda Newsom for closing us out on our program tonight. I want to first say a prayer, if you would pray with me all at this time, as before I go into my lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to first thank you for your grace and mercy and love. Thanking you, Father, for all that you've blessed us with. You've been through the trials this week, and all that you've brought through, I want to thank you. Dear Lord, I humbly ask forgiveness of my sins, that this prayer will not be hindered. And I ask, dear Lord, that something that I say will uplift someone tonight, and praying, dear Lord, that it will give a word of strength not only to the sisters and the ears that hear it, but also to myself, dear Lord, on this Christian journey. I ask, dear Lord, that you continue to allow us to be able to have these lessons, and they have truly been a blessing to me, and I pray to others. I thank you, I love you, and I ask it all in your mighty Son, Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Along with the title for the moment, Hard Time, I want to go speak about Let Us Plant the Seed. It's my subtitle, Let Us Plant the Seed. In the John 4 and 29-35, Adrian read for our reading tonight. Jesus tells the woman that the time is at hand for true worshipers to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to do the will of his Father. He gave the example that the harvest is ready, but are the laborers ready? That is the question. Are the laborers ready? Jesus wanted his disciples to plant the seed, which is the word of God. I want to look at three things that we need to do in order to be successful in planting the seed. The first one is to study the word of God. The next one is the zeal of the word and sharing it. And the last one is impatient planting and reaping. 2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to know God's word for ourselves in order to plant it in the hearts of others. It must first be planted in our hearts, our minds. We must daily search the scriptures. As John 5 and 39, Jesus tells us to search the scriptures. This is our way of knowing what the Father wants us to know and to live by. If we continue to study, then we can freely give an answer to those who we share the word of God with. How often do you study? Not just reading the word, but allow yourself to really have an in-depth study of the word, to know in the scriptures who wrote or who spoke, when was it written, where are the words found, to whom was it written or spoken. We have to prepare ourselves to go into the world to share the gospel as the laborers of God. It is an individual thing. One must examine themselves to see if we are equipped with the sword. Sisters, we must be equipped to share the gospel, the word of God. Now, how often do you study God's word? Being equipped, as Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, there's a site that I like to visit that helps me in my studies. Actually, there's two, but one site is called the Net My Studies. .net, and it gives a lot of helpful links. And one of my favorite that I constantly visit is by Mark Copeland, a minister that started the Executable Outlines, and it's very, very good in your studies as well, along with the Bible and your concordance and your dictionary. We have to equip ourselves in order to plant the seed. How can we do the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, if we are not equipped with knowledge of what to say. My goal, sisters, for myself, is to daily have something spiritual to say to help prepare my mind to be ready when approached with the opportunity to share the gospel. I want to be able to do it without fear of rejection or criticism. I have to get in my mind that it is not about me. It is about Christ. When we get self out of the way, we can do great things for the kingdom of God. We must lift up Christ, and he will draw all unto him, as John 12:32 says. We must lift up the Savior, share how he came to a sinful world and preached forgiveness, love, and hope. If we would think of soul winning in a different way, think about this concept, sisters. If we would just daily speak a good word for Jesus, this simple thing can make a big impact on planting the seed. Have something daily good to say about what Jesus has done in your life. Write down some things that he has helped you overcome or brought you through. This helps you in your efforts to share the gospel. It starts with us. If we are not truly versed in Christ and the Word, how can we bring others to him? We have to truly be vested in the Lord and believe what he says. Can we bring others to him? We have to, if you can capitalize, I want you to capitalize on every opportunity that we must do is capitalize on each and every opportunity that comes our way by speaking a good word for Jesus. Study as the Bereans did, who had a readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily. In Acts 17:11-12. The next one is Jesus. He had that zeal that we need to go into the world. In Matthew 9:37 tells us that the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. And Matthew 28:18-20 tells us that all power has been given unto him in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Christ and the Father is with us. Let us plant the seed with a zealous spirit and with remembrance of the examples that Jesus left. Plant the seed, which is the word of God. It takes zeal to be ready and eager to share the truth with those who are lost. I want to share something about a minister shared in a class last month that I attended. He shared that one of the sisters in Christ wanted him to come over to her house. You see, earlier she was visited by some Mormons, and we've all experienced that. They go out a lot in the neighborhood, and they came knocking on her door to share their religion. And so this sister, she said that she was going to, let her minister come over as well, so that he can, say something or be ready to say something and come back with them, with the ministry. And so the time came when the young Mormons, but this time they brought an older gentleman with them. And the sister had her minister from the Church of Christ there as well. And to this minister's surprise, the older Mormon gentleman, he asked the minister to tell him about his mother. And the minister began to speak about how his mother was a sweet, sweet lady who would give him the most sweetest kisses and hugs. And, oh, she would just cook the most wonderful meals. And the memories that he had of how much she loved him unconditionally. And then the older Mormon gentleman said to the minister, when you can speak the same way about God, then you can defend your faith. Sisters, this is an example of the zeal we must have to speak to others about the Savior, to get the gospel to the lost. We should be committed and loyal to God and easily speak of how the gospel is the saving power. That day changed that minister's life forever, and it showed him that he needed to have that zealous spirit for sharing God with others. Let us have a zeal for truth and spreading the truth. Many denominationalist members, they seem to outdo many of us who have the truth. And I pray that God will help us to win this battle. We know that he is the prince of this world, and we know that he is busy. We must have the zeal to plant the seed with compassion for mankind's soul, to want to save them from everlasting damnation. Having a caring and loving spirit for the lost is what Jesus showed while on earth, seeking and saving the lost. He had great zeal in serving his Father and wanting to please him. We should want to please God and not man. Do all things to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. Let us show determination to plant the word of God in the hearts of all we can. We are running a race, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. We need to strive to keep going, knowing that we want to win souls and please God and receive a reward that is not corruptible. Be determined to do all you can to make heaven your home by sharing with others the love of Christ the Savior, who gave his life for our sins, who was bruised for our transgressions. We have examples of those who were martyrs for the gospel. Will we allow ourselves to be one? Thank God that we don't have to suffer like what those aforetime did. Our suffering could not compare to what they suffered. Let us have a mindset that it is doable to open our mouths and share the word with zeal. Next, we must plant the seed with patience. In Luke chapter 8, verse 11 through 15, Jesus spoke the parable, and I'm going to paraphrase it, the parable of the sower. It tells us that the seed is the word of God. He said that some hear it, and by the wayside the devil taketh it away. Some hear it and receive it with joy, but are not rooted and grounded, and when temptation comes, they fall away. Then he goes on to say, some fell in thorns and allowed the word to choke out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and brings no fruit. Then he goes on to tell of the seed that fell on good ground, those with honest and good heart who heard the word and they kept it and they bring forth fruit with patience. Those who sow or work for the Lord must be patient to bring forth fruit. Yes, we must share the word, and sometimes we may experience different hearts of men who may not receive the word, but keep sharing it with patience and endurance, because some will fall on good ground. Galatians 6 and 9, Paul tells us to not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Just as the laborers of the fields know that each season brings forth a yield, we must also have patience to keep serving God and sharing the seed, the word of God, because God will give the increase. God wants us to be patient with all men. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. This work is one that teaches us to not seek our timing, but trust God's timing. I know sometimes it may seem like, Lord, it's taken too long. We may not want to give up, but we cannot. We may want to give up, but we cannot give up. We must seek to reap good spiritual things and not the things of the flesh. As Galatians 6, 7, and 8 tells us, to not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. We want to have everlasting life, and we must strive to harvest things as Christians. We want to sow spiritual blessings that produce bountiful fruit, like the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Love, joy, peace and long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, faith, meekness and temperance. If we strive to sow these spiritual fruits, we can be good laborers for Christ. We must have the love for mankind's soul just as Jesus did. He showed love to all, and we know that God is love. 1 John 4 and 8 tells us. We must have joy to tell the lost about the gospel, the saving power of Christ's death, his burial and resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. And our true joy is having fellowship with the Father and the Son. And if we have fellowship with them, we have the strength to go and tell others about the saving power. In James chapter 3, verse 18, it says that the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, and peace is the fruit of spirit. Peace of them that make peace, which is another fruit that if we sow in the righteousness brings about peace. Sowing in righteousness brings about peace. We can bear good fruit, sisters, as Romans 1 and 13 of winning souls to Christ, fruits of good work, in Colossians 1 and 10. In order to be fruitful, we must be willing to listen and learn with a good and noble heart, as Paul tells us to be fruitful. we all may not bear the same fruit. As Jesus' word tells us that some may bear 100-fold, some 60, some 30. But as Matthew 13:23 says, but we all have the ability to use what God gives us if we do. D-O, that small word packs a powerful, powerful punch. We all have the ability to do, as 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, 10 and 11 tells us. It says, every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom we praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We do it all to the glory of Christ and the Father. We do it because it is commanded by Christ. Let us be good stewards of the word, which is the seed. In the hearts of every person we can, knowing that we are
I don't know if we lost her.
Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Satan is busy with this phone of mine. But let me start back where I said that we have to plant the seed. We have to plant it in the hearts of every person we can know. We have to do it for God Almighty. It's not for us. We have to overcome our doubts and fears that Satan may try to tell us that we won't, that they won't listen to us or we can't do it. We know that Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There is nothing stopping us to get out of our own heads and trust in the Lord. We have to trust in the Lord. He'll guide us. And he, because the harvest we know is truly plentiful. We have a great job to do. And I know that I have challenges myself. I have a challenge of sharing the word with all I come in contact with. And I want to earnestly pray that God remove all my fears and my doubts. Even sometimes shame can make us feel that we're not worthy, but that's just the tactic of the enemy. And that's something that I have to overcome as well as others that may have it. But we have to be able to get out and not keep our mouths closed about the gospel. We have to trust and we have the truth. So we must keep our mouths open and tell the truth. We cannot have a closed mouth. It all goes back to our faith in God. If we have the faith that we can do all things through Christ, we can overcome. In order for me personally to meet my goal of sharing the gospel, saying a word, and planting a seed for Christ, I have to continue to daily study and pray and ask God to remove all doubts and fears and to give me that zeal. As I had as a newborn babe in Christ who wanted to share it with everyone I knew, I have to remember how it was my goal to tell my family and my friends and my coworkers. Even in rejection, I still need to share it in love, that it will fall on some good heart, and have patience when it don't I have to have that patience to keep serving. I have to shake the dust off and keep pressing forward. Don't let fear stop me, nor my own doubt. Let us all set a goal, sisters, to reach the lost one soul at a time. Let us care enough for the harvest souls to want to plant the seed all year, every day, knowing that God, He will do His part and He will give the increase. My sisters, I pray that you, I hope that you have heard and pray that God will bless you tonight, thanking Him for allowing me to be used. I pray that something was said to increase and to bless your spiritual life. May God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Matissa, for some great spiritual food. It truly was for me. Now we will have our closing prayer by our dear sister, Linda Newsom.
Praise you to the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. Let's pray. My most gracious Father, God of heaven, I come to you this evening with the humbleness of heart, Father God, repenting of my sins in words and thoughts and deeds, Father God. By mission commission on the unknown, Father God, knowing that you take the just the right to forgive me and throw my sins in the sea of forgiveness. Father God, as this girl reaches your ears, answer to your will, not to your way. Father God, I come to you right now just thanking you for your Son, I want to say in Christ Jesus, who threw our sins across this planet, Father God, can understand that he did not owe, but he was doing it for the will of his Father. Father God, love is the ultimate. Father God, thank you for loving us better than we love ourselves. Father God, thank you for reaching out to this precious word tonight, your servant, Sister Natasha Thompson, who brought an astounding lesson, Father God, in your word. Let's plant the seed. Father God, you're going to always increase them. Father God, we love you. We adore you. Praise you, honor, and glory you, Father God. Yes, we do. And just thank you for being here with each and every one of us. Father God, praying that we have opened up our ears and our hearts and minds to all that we can receive on tonight. And you as going out, bringing in the harvest. Father God, you did not come to call the righteous, but send them to repent. Father God, let our lives and our words be a witness of his goodness and grace. Though our situation may not change, but Father God, your grace is strong enough to change us in our situation. Father God, I can't thank you enough for our first-time callers that called in tonight from Cleveland. You're our honored guest. We're so glad to have you come back once again. Thank you, Father God, coming from our state of our administrators. Can't thank those ladies enough and the assistants, Father God, for all the work that they do for this sisterhood, all the endeavors that we embark upon, all because of them. And Father God, by you covering them the way as they can cover us. Father God, let us be about spreading the gospel, teaching, preaching as much as we can, and bring those souls to Christ. Father God, you give us the ability to do it as Christians in the body of Christ, God, as believers. Father God, just lay hold on each and every one of us. Praying for all our sick sisterhoods. Father God, there's a lot going on with sickness, illness, marriages, difficulties, surgery, tests, all kinds of stuff that's going on. Father God, you know what it is. You know what all of us need. And you know what we need it for.
Father, I continue to lay hold on each and every one of us, bless each and every one of us with the crown of our heads and the soles of our feet. Father God, we can't thank you enough for your grace and mercy, Father, which you privilege freely and unconditionally. Father God, we can't thank you enough for anything. Father God, let's just come through repentance that you can, by your Son's blood, we be rewashed and rewashed again. Father God, we can't thank you enough for the world the way it is. We can't thank you for anything, the good, the bad, the bitter, the sweet, the ugly, not so pretty. But Father God, we just thank you for all things, because Father God, it's all in your hand. Everything is life, death, everything is in your hand. We have to give it all over to you. Father God, I know I have to God ask for all this needed and necessary. But Father God, please allow the Holy Spirit to intercede. This prayer, being obedient to the Father through the Son, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit over my life. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, I'm just talking and on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sister Linda, for closing us out in a prayer.